So this is May 17th, 2016, and this is Bonnie and Michelle. And Bonnie, thank you so much for letting us record this, both for you and for other people in our community, because you came to me with a question about strategy sessions, and this certainly would help other people. So you're willing to open this up to others as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks so much. So you came to me with a question about strategy sessions. So what's your question so that others can hear it too who are listening to the call?
Okay, so I think I posted on the forum, and I received some really excellent tips, and part of it is about the letting go piece, having confidence in the value and the worth, and so...
Okay, so you know what? I'm going to interrupt you right there,
okay.
If you don't mind.
All right. Yeah.
Because the same thing that's happening here is probably what will happen on the strategy session, and so it's really super cool that it happened in that way.
Okay.
So are you okay if we just dive in here?
Yes.
So I said, well, so you asked me a question, and what was your question? And then you made all kinds of assumptions without knowing that you were making assumptions about what other people knew about your question.
Okay.
And that's what tends to happen, too, when we're in a strategy session. We assume that we know our work so well, but it's at the tip of our nose that we're missing the obvious things that we need to say because they're so obvious to us that they're right in front of us.
Okay.
So can I give you my answer to the question that I asked you?
Yes.
Okay, so my answer would be further back. It would be further back, and it would say something like, well, I have, it would set some kind of context, you know. I did an event, and I have, let me see, is it four strategy sessions coming up? Is it four?
I have three on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have three strategy sessions coming up on Thursday. And I'm super excited about having these strategy sessions, and now I don't know how to do them. Can you help me? And so you were already going to the answers, and it's exactly what happens in a strategy session too, right?
Uh-huh.
We leap way ahead,
okay.
And you got to really slow down in a strategy session and be with people. And so I'm kind of modeling it here as we go,
okay.
So that then people have a context for even to be able to hear. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So watch for that when you're in the strategy session. You might be 10 steps ahead of them, and you might be able to see, oh, man, this will fit and that will fit, and they're the perfect person. And you know, but you have to give them a chance to know that. So
okay.
Let me give you an example. I'm going to go to an example, and then I'll go back to what you were saying. So is it okay if I share, because we're sharing
yes.
this with other people, as long as we still have your permission by the end?
Yes.
At Story Freedom, just over a week ago, you decided to make a leap into our community. And what was your initial idea about the probability of you making that leap?
It was a 100% no.
Right. That's really important for people
to be really clear. It was a 100% no going into Story
Freedom.
I don't
even know what the offer is.
Yes.
I know there's probably going to be some kind of offer, and I am absolutely 100% not doing it. Right?
Exactly. I don't even know what it is. I don't care what it is. I'm 100% no. Yes.
And where do you find yourself now?
Well, totally on the opposite end of that.
Right. So one of the things that I'm going to answer one of your – here I asked you what the question was, and then I'm leaping ahead to some training, but because of the way we entered it, it's just how it's coming up for me, all right? So one of the things you asked about was how to handle objections, right?
Yes.
I remember seeing that question somewhere.
Yes.
And in the way that you entered into this community, did I do a bunch of handling of objections?
No.
So isn't that interesting? I want you to notice that.
Right.
So if you go to handling objections, and the universe is a giant mirror of our feelings and sensibilities and what's inside of us, which to me that's how the universe is. I don't know if you see the world that way, but to me the universe is very reflective of what's inside of us. If you focus on handling objections, what's going to happen?
There will be objections.
Yeah, so why would you do that, right?
Right. Great.
So I didn't do that, and if we had to say that there, you know, there might have been maybe one objection that you could say that I did handle. So first off, your answer was correct. So I would say, you know, I didn't do any objection handling because it's not where we were talking.
No.
Not at all what we were doing. So model everything that you saw at Story Freedom, and for those listening to the recording, if you were at an event with me where you took a leap in, or you did a strategy session with me, go back and think about the energy of what happened and follow that. You will know, you will feel what happened.
Mm-hmm.
and follow that. There's lots of technical stuff I could teach you and others that I could send you to who do a lot of technical training on this. But if you think of, you know, for instance, Sonia, you know, she had her first, you know, five-figure month, first $13,000 month, closed that deal after the high-ticket virtual retreat. You know, first, the high-ticket sale she'd been waiting for and wanting for years. She's shared that a lot in our community before, so I can say that here. And yeah, I didn't really do any training in how to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to know, first off, that you already know from the energy of what we did together,
mm-hmm.
how it is. It's a real and genuine conversation.
Right.
And then there's a couple things that I can teach you. And again, I can point you in the direction of others who specialize in the area of constructing that call. But to me, it's all about words and it's all about story, and I know a lot about it, and I'll share some highlights with you of the
mm-hmm.
things that the energy that makes it move, right?
Right.
So you're telling, and yeah, you already know that, so I didn't do any objection handling, so okay,
mm-hmm.
great.
Mm-hmm.
And if we did have to find an objection, though, so that's right, but then if we did have to find an objection, I can think of one moment in a conversation between us that might have been constructed as an objection, and what might it have been? Do you remember recall the moment?
And that was around the money piece.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so, I didn't even think about that. No, I wasn't paying attention to that at all.
Okay.
I'm not focused there, okay? So that's another thing I can teach you, too. And that's interesting.
Okay.
I love how this is coming up because it's coming up in a real way.
Right.
I don't even notice that as an objective. It's not in my energy anywhere.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about a money objection, if people tell me that they, you know, whether they tell me it or not, they could, you know, I'm not anticipating a money issue. And then even if they tell me, listen, I've had people come to a strategy session and say, and they don't even know the level at which I may, if they're the right person, suggest that they leap.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen some people come to a strategy session and they're looking at, they used to be, those prices are down now, but they were looking at, you know, old prices on a website that were maybe one-tenth of the leap that I was probably going to ask them to do if they're the right person.
Right.
And they came into that strategy session saying, well, I know I don't have the money for your work.
Uh-huh.
And then they took the greater leap that was 10 times as much.
Wow.
So I don't even listen to that. I don't mm-hmm. even, I don't care. You know, so with love, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not focused there at all.
Okay.
Because if that person really, truly can benefit from the thing that I know that I have a deep gift for and that I'm enacting, doing on this planet, they will find the resources, you know? And
mm-hmm.
if every, you know, it might be, let's say I'm having a strategy session with somebody who's living on the street. Well, I can't maybe say that about them, but it's unlikely that somebody who's actually physically living on the street is coming to us. And even then, you know, like, I just don't listen. I don't
okay.
even put any of my energy or attention there. And I've had people in this community, you know, working two jobs for years to make this happen because
mm-hmm.
they cared that much. So just I don't even hear it. I'm not being disrespectful and not hearing it. I'm actually seeing them in their highest self, knowing, seeing them filled with capacity, filled with resources in ways that they may not even do.
Okay.
And that's a big self-teaching. If
yes.
I'm standing in my big self, I will hold that for others as well. I need to be standing in my big self to know that they can too. So
mm-hmm.
it's a foundation of the strategy session. So,
okay.
that wasn't even you,
that wasn't even that there.
Was,
and the other one
I
was.
I didn't even notice it.
That's funny. Well, then I think the other one was that I am presently in a program, another program.
Right.
So
right.
Now,
did I handle that objection at all? If you think about it.
No.
Right.
No.
Isn't that interesting? Did you notice that before I said so?
No.
No. No. Okay.
You heard, I said the words, but I don't recall there being a response to those words.
No, because I wasn't focused there. And
right.
I remember that, oh, goodness, this is really interesting. I handled that objection within myself many years ago. And Tracy, if you're listening now, you won't even know this, but Tracy joined this work many years ago. She's in her fourth year now. And before she was coming to me, I learned that she had just started working with another coach. Now, this is many years ago. She skipped 1 year as well and then came back to our community. So some 5 years ago, I was a different person at that time, didn't without nearly the knowledge capacity around this area that I had, that I have now. But even then, I think I heard just beforehand that she just started working with another coach, and at first I was thrown a little bit. It's like, oh man, and here she's in her fourth year with us, right? So at that moment, because I was a different person, I had an oh man moment. And then this is when I learned to, quote, handle that objection or not even see it. I came to a place inside me that I really just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
It made no difference to me
mm-hmm.
because if this is the right work for that person, again, it's like the money, who else they're working with, all that really doesn't matter. And you're telling me that I didn't
mm-hmm.
really handle, you had those objections and I didn't handle either of them, correct?
No.
And yet here you are.
Right.
Right? So isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
So
yeah,
you
and
can
I
kind
mean,
of release
I, and
a little
I'm,
bit around handling those objections.
Yeah, and I'm feeling it. Like I'm feeling into that. So I, so what has been happening? I've been having this head chatter around this, and as we sit and talk, and I feel into what occurred for me, it's like, okay, yeah, it's a totally different energy.
Right. So follow that energy and you will know
yes.
tons about strategy session, you know, and I could give you tons of technical training, but follow the energy. So that's a really
mm-hmm.
cool thing. Anybody in this community came into this community in some kind of conversation with me,
mm-hmm.
follow the energy of that. It's the biggest tip I could give you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Sonia closed up, you know, that had that first $13,000 month, and I didn't teach anything really technically about how to hold the conversation. Just
mm-hmm.
model what you have felt, and
mm-hmm.
you will go so far. There have been huge, you know, strategy session closings and breakthroughs in this community without even any, huge technical training around it. Know that you already know and watch. Look at the big self-training that I'm giving you, too. It's like,
yes.
Oh, my God, there's all this. People know. What am I supposed to do? It's
mm-hmm.
That's all coming from not big self.
Right.
Can't answer it. Can't get there from there.
Right.
When you know that you already know, you will be you and you will hold the space. And the conversation might go, can I share here that we had a kind of strategy session after?
Yes.
So we had a strategy session after Story Freedom because we were just deciding the level. We hadn't
right.
got to that point before because it was just, I'm leaping.
Right.
And I didn't worry about the technicalities of things at that point. Sometimes I would, sometimes I wouldn't. Don't worry about that right now. But in holding the space for that, goodness, there was something I was going to say to you specifically about that. Give me a second. What was it? We didn't even follow. So my teacher teaches a fabulous format for strategy sessions. It's still a flowing conversation, but just like you could see that Story Freedom has a certain arc to it, there are certain components that I'm teaching, and then it wildly goes on in all kinds of directions during it, but it still has a shape. The same thing with a strategy session, and she teaches that. That's not, you know, mine to take from her. I reference, you know, Lisa Sasso. She's amazing. My friend Jennifer Deepstrat teaches a lot in a different format, too, about strategy sessions. And again, I don't want to kind of repeat what they do. You can go out there and find it in the world. But I can tell you that you will find it by following the energy. Our mm-hmm. strategy session about the level, I didn't use any of those formats.
No.
I know many formats. And I was holding strategy sessions, Marie's first one, Tracy's first one. I hadn't even met my teacher who taught me how to do strategy sessions yet. But I was just me
mm-hmm.
holding the space and knowing a lot about story. So for future strategy sessions, Quantum Leaps and Story Freedom already will give you a lot. And then Quantum Leaps about the arc of an empowering story will give you a lot as well around future strategy sessions. And the most important thing right now is following up on that, on the energy that you felt. So
mm-hmm.
I didn't handle objections at all. You felt you had some strong ones.
Yes.
I didn't even handle them.
No.
I didn't go there. It's not my energy, right?
Right.
And so it's the energy work beforehand. And then I'm thinking about, we still haven't hit on the one that I would think of as a quasi-objection that I would notice as any kind of objection, and you still haven't hit on it. Do you know what it was?
Mm-hmm.
It's when I looked into your eyes at Story Freedom.
Oh, yes.
What did you say, and what did I say in response?
It was something about...
See, it's hard to even remember it,
right? It's hard to remember.
It's not the place you're in.
But it
was... not in the place you're in.
Yeah, it was around... sort of in the future, it was like not now, but in the future.
Yes, so I don't think this is my time yet.
It's
right?
not, like, not like my time, something like that. And right. I remember you looking in my eyes and with the tenderest of love and care, and it was something, what if it is your time? Or what if it is the time right now?
Yeah.
And
and the words were something very simple. I don't even remember the words, and you don't remember the words.
No.
It was maybe something like, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, it could
you
have
know,
been
or,
that, too.
I'm not so sure that it's not your time, or
mm-hmm.
maybe it is, or we don't even remember. It's not the words. It's the
mm-hmm.
energy behind them. And the thing is, I wasn't making it up. Everything that I say is real. If I felt that that was really true for you, as you've seen me do with others, there's uh-huh. another person in the room, and it's like, I will honor that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not attached to that person, to any particular thing happening. That's teaching from the Bhagavad Gita.
Right.
Do your duty and be unattached to the outcome. Ancient spiritual teaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do your duty, be unattached to the outcome. Do what is right. Do it. Do the thing that you're meant to be doing. And then I'm so not attached. And in this case, when I felt in me that, yeah, I think this could well be your time, I also didn't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't push you in any way to say that, absolutely, I let me argue for why.
Mm-hmm.
I just, that's what it was inside, and it's not a technique that I'm teaching. I'm just saying,
right.
This is what I felt, and then I let you know that or not in you, and I would have stood by whatever you could feel inside you. Do you know that to be true?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And I could be unwavering in my knowing of it.
Mm-hmm.
But there would be no pressure coming from me. You might feel... this is what one of the things my teacher teaches. You might feel tension inside you because there's this pressure. There's this possibility, inside you, something moving.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to come as pressure from the outside. It's you can't sustain it, year-long journey or any kind of deep journey from that outside place. So,
right.
There's the piece about handling the objections. Think back to the energy of it. Do some journaling around
mm-hmm.
it. And everyone listening to my voice, you've taken a leap with me. That's why you're listening to my voice right now. You're in our community.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you've access to this recording.
Mm-hmm.
So what did it feel like when you took that leap? And any of the traditional things about sales, you're probably going to find that it is very different from what you imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't handle the objections. In this case, I didn't even remember that you had that one. Didn't even occur to me. And it's not the energy that I'm carrying or that I'm holding. So... there's the question about objections. Okay. And so you mentioned earlier that you got some great tips on Facebook. Let me see. Do I want to go there? Give me a second. Do I want to go there first? I'm trying to think of where this will most easily arise in you. And also to honor you first because you asked the question and to honor everyone. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're in my mind and heart right now too. So give me a second to decide which way you'll hear it the most easily. So I'm just going to mention, the tips that you saw in the Facebook forum, they were great ones. Like, Madeline talking about, remember what Michelle taught around the pain, right? To
mm-hmm.
the really, really key piece. And there were other, great suggestions as well. I think rather than starting over there, let me start with a couple of things building blocks that I think will help you. And then go ahead and ask me any questions about it. And again, we're not teaching a format, not teaching a technique. There's lots that I could do with that, but again, it's the province of other people that I know that specialize in that. And I don't even they have great, great, great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's needed when you really it can refine and do all kinds of things. It can be studied over years about how to hold this conversation with a deep honor and commitment. But I think everything we do in this community leads to conversations that are very real and tapping into all of who we are. And then a very intuitive process can be followed. And it doesn't have to have any special kind of format other than a couple of key, very basic things that are going to be so obvious you're going to go, oh, Michelle, of course. and then otherwise follow the conversation and be real and
mm-hmm.
follow the energy that you felt. Do some journaling around it, and that will help you hold that conversation. That it is not, it's not a sale. It's just an offering and holding a space for somebody to step into if they choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that feels right. Feels good.
Yeah, and you know that it's what we did, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah.
So model that, and then all of a sudden, I used to dread that part of it, and I've learned tons from my teacher. One of the things she teaches is for people who love what they do but hate the sales part. You know, she's really, really top in the world in that. So I reference her work. And follow the energy of everything we do in this community, and you will know how to close sales in a way that is not closing sales.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with that. The energy of what happened between us was at a very different level than
mm-hmm.
a closing of a sale. It is an honoring of a human being and allowing a possibility, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
So a couple of things that I jotted down just before our call, because I thought, what do I want to tell you? If you've got these, you know, this immediate need and it's on Thursday, what are some basic things that you're going to want to know? And you'll go, oh, of course, I can do that,
mm-hmm.
right? And that, oh, I can do that, is probably the most important thing, too, more than any technical thing that I teach you. Big self, come from big self, come from big self. That big self will have the answers.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? So I'm just going to outline a couple things really quickly. I wrote down 7 things.
Okay.
And for those who are listening who are from the SASE community, who also work with my teacher, because there's people in our community who also work with my teacher, this is what we call a UBS that I just created, just before we started this, 5 seconds before we started this call. It's like the system for how you get there. It's my new one. I don't know if it'll stick, but here's the 7 things I came up with. So newly created. So and notice that the high ticket virtual retreat too. We didn't even talk about what to do on the conversation. And people were closing sales all over the place, in ways that they hadn't been able to do in years, or even didn't even, like Marie talked about, had it happened accidentally. And I spoke very little about the conversation. I'm speaking way more here than I did there, all right? So, because it's set up long before the conversation happens. So, number one, you're going to want to decide what you want to offer them.
Okay.
So have something, and I'll go through these real quickly, and then if you have any questions for me about any of them,
okay,
we can go back to it, or any questions in general, and I'm happy to spend a couple minutes with you. And again, I'm not... There's tons that I could teach you about it, but I want you to come out of this call knowing that you already know enough.
Okay.
And that you can go in there and that you can have fun in these conversations. Right?
Perfect.
So number one, it's good. So number one, just decide what you have to offer. And you can have a couple of things that you offer. I don't offer very many different things.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of how many things did I offer you after a 3-day event, or partway through a 3-day event.
Right.
What were your possibilities? How many things did I have to offer?
Well, there was basically the 1-year program. That's what,
I had one thing, right?
Yeah, one thing.
That's after working with you for 3 days,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the confused mind doesn't buy. My teacher says, many people I know have said this, right? So what is it? And you might have a few things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to come up with a recommendation for that person. I like to go in beforehand, kind of sort of knowing, but also being open.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I offer is retreats. I had one woman who entered this community a couple of years ago, and I thought probably she might want to come to the Mexico retreat. And she ended up leaping in at the diamond level, like the highest level of our year-long journey. So I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
What do I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I had something in mind, and I knew what the options were at least. And then I was going to offer her, if it was right, the best thing that was, best for her.
Right. Okay.
Right? I thought it was going to be the retreat, but no, when I listened to what was needed, I'm more like a diagnostician, like a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just I'm listening, then I'm doing my best to figure out what will really truly help them.
Right.
I'm
okay.
Trying to close a sale, right? So decide what it is that you even have in your cart, in your, stuff, things that you have to offer. And if you don't know, go over to the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, and that will help you.
Okay.
Figure out what that is.
Great.
Number two, this is all the strategy session happens in the inner work. And then there's a couple of other things that you can do in the outer world, but it's all inner work. And I'm really, really good at holding the space in strategy sessions. And it all comes from the inner work and then a couple things in the outer world. But the outer world stuff comes from the inner world too. So number two is you need to know in your bones a deep, deep value of what you do. And people will go,
mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I know that. What's next, Michelle? No.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know that
mm-hmm.
in every cell. And if you can find the 2 cells over here of the trillions that are going, well, maybe not. You do whatever work, and everything in our community will teach you that. That's why I don't need to teach you a lot about
mm-hmm.
strategy session format for you to be able to knock it out of the park. because everything teaches you that. Big self teaches you that. You know, body teaches you that. Having your superpower teaches you all those things that we're learning about from the Story Freedom Blueprint. Mm-hmm. They all teach you that in
right.
multiple different ways through the whole year. So what we're doing here is both for Thursday, and we'll set the groundwork for, you know, multiple other strategy sessions to come, okay?
Okay, that's so perfect. And as I think about that, I think about a client who, I mean, she is still living 8 years after we did our work together, and I know that I was a huge catalyst in that.
Yeah.
It was a major, it was a major health issue that she was dealing with. And she had basically given herself a death sentence of, like, one of her things was that she wanted 2 to 2.5 years of quality life.
Yeah.
And my question to her was, would you be open to 20 to 30 years
yeah.
of quality life?
I've
and
got chills here running, Bonnie, exactly. So
yeah.
you
yeah.
need to, you know, do some, as you prepare, it's not preparing, you know, what do you do with objections, all this stuff, all that just brings that energy into us, right?
Yeah.
Know in your bones, do some journaling around that person. Recall
yeah.
her in your present tense. Like
mm-hmm.
sometimes these are things that we know, but we've kind of forgotten. We don't have it right here, right now.
Right.
Know in your bones the value of what you do. It's why I said yes to being in Cancun with my friend to do some, you know, higher level work on what we bring to the world together for an
yeah.
entire week. I flew in at 10:30 that night. I got ready for Story Freedom and drove to Story Freedom the next day and then started teaching the day after that. Because I wasn't walking into Story Freedom to close any sales.
Right.
I was there to hold the space for people for the
mm-hmm.
best transformation
mm-hmm.
that I could offer at whatever level people were ready to step to. And
oh.
my best way to do that was to know in my bones the value of myself, the work that I do, who I am on this planet, to be rested,
mm-hmm.
to be whole,
mm-hmm.
right? So number one is decide what you have to offer. You've got a couple things in your pocket. You know, number two,
yeah.
Know the in your bones the value of it. And if you think of it, at Story Freedom, one of the things that I said, and I don't say this, I say nothing if it's not true. Satya from the Yoga Sutras, you know, it's one of the yogic kind of virtues that we live by, truthfulness.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really live by that to the best of my ability. And my daughter lives by that. If she tells me something, she just turned 17 a couple days ago, and a lot of people don't trust their teenagers, and I would trust her with my life and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And if she says something and she says, Mom, this is how it was, she tells the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that to know in your bones the value of what it is, who you are, and what you have to
mm-hmm.
offer. And
mm-hmm.
and the thing that I said there that you will hear the truth of is I told people, you know, I don't know when, because that's the truth, I don't know exactly when, but I know, and I'm not saying you wouldn't be saying this at your strategy session, but I'm telling you the come from place of I'm in that place of an offer. It just so happened that that's where you caught me, so I'm going to reference that because you'll feel it.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know exactly when, but the investment level for this work is going to be doubling sometime
mm-hmm.
soon. I don't know exactly when. Did you know that I was telling the truth?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, of course
yes.
you did, because
yes.
I was,
mm-hmm.
right? And so can you see that for me, the value of it is so, like
mm-hmm.
if someone doesn't want or thinks that is not, you know, they can't find that investment.
Right.
I'm not even interested in working with them because I so know the value of this
mm-hmm.
that I would not invite that person in because I protect this community like with my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how deeply my work, internal work, is to know the value of it. And it's not always in a place of doubling. And Marie's been working with me for many years. I got Marie. Am I telling the truth? Yes, of course. She knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Experience, right? And so, but the fact that you caught it at a doubling point is helpful too, because it's kind of like I learned from one of my singing teachers early on. I was in the choir, and he said, you know, how do you reach those high notes? You don't reach up to the high notes. And your voice, you know, quavers or whatever, right? What do you call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you land down on the note,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll reach those high notes with ease.
Right.
To me, if I think of a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 investment, I used to think a $300 investment was, wow, that was a lot of money. Many years ago, I was a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Now I look at $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and I go, oh my God. I don't want to say it's pocket change exactly, because I want to honor. I understand the big leap that you guys take as you come into this community and do this work here. And there's a deep, deep honoring of that. And at the same time, again, I want to use and then take it away, the word pocket change. Like I want to get across how deeply I know the value of it, so the investment is just like it's not even in question.
Right, right.
In my bones, right?
Right.
So number one, decide what you're offering. Number two, can't emphasize that enough, know the value in your bones, in every cell.
Mm-hmm.
And everything we do in this community all year long teaches that. No wonder people can just, you know, close deals, we'll use that business term, without even any direct training on it, because everything we do helps us stand for what it is, where the value of the work that we do.
Right.
Let me see. And I'm just thinking, do I have permission to say this here? Yes, because, you know, for instance, Viola has said it, and both in the context of this community and at Story Freedom, so I can use a story from her, because everybody already knows it. Viola was, you know, discounting her work all over the place, right?
Yes, yes.
But then we come into the community, and I don't have to say, Viola, stop doing that. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
It simply happens. So, number one, decide what to offer. Number two, know in your bones the value of your work. Can't emphasize it enough. And number three, let me see. When it was just in a few words, when I was looking into your eyes, that moment we've referenced here already, that you said, you know, something like, well, maybe, you know, it's not my time yet. And I said something like, maybe it is, or I'm not so sure, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In that moment, even though I was respectfully disagreeing, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
I was staying with my truth. Did you feel honored? Did you feel listened to? Did you know that I'd heard you?
Yes, that was exactly the impact. I felt seen. I felt heard. I felt honored, and I saw you see my big self in that moment.
All of that is crucial. So every piece of the interaction between us, and those who are listening to the recording, to go back to every piece of the interaction between us, and you will find gold there,
mm-hmm.
for how a strategy session works. So, yes, so, you know, asking questions, listening, really deeply listening, not listening to the surface. So you're listening. A lot of people do that out there. They're listening, and they've got this list, and they're checking for the objections, and that's not real listening. And in the Letting Go series, we're going to do a really key piece. And again, I'm going to both say one thing, because some people are listening to the recording at different times, you know. So that will really serve you. And I want to say to you, Bonnie, or anytime anybody's listening to this with maybe zero background and maybe just starting the work, we're just starting the work together, we'll do a deep dive in listening.
Mm-hmm.
And know that for Thursday, you don't need that training. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
To know,
yes,
and have, mm-hmm. felt what that felt like, and then be that, because I know it's in you.
Yes.
Because that's who you be. Because this work in this community attracts a particular kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all, you know, different. We do different things in this world and have different personalities and so on. But there's a deep, deep caring and a deep,
mm-hmm.
deep trust and a deep, deep authenticness in this community, right? And including you, Bonnie, and those who are,
yes.
listening afterwards, right?
Yes.
So I know that intuitively you will know what to do. It comes from that place, and I'm referencing just one,
mm-hmm.
moment.
Yes.
Story for you, because I know you'll feel it so deeply. You can be listening to somebody in just a few words that you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's a deep honoring.
Right.
Right? And so you are listening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number three. Ask questions. Listen. It's more about the listening,
mm-hmm.
than about, you know, people try to sell, and they're talking about what people should do, and people are pushed. Yeah, my teacher teaches beautifully around that. And
mm-hmm.
doesn't come from there.
No.
Never did, even before I met my teacher, and it comes from a deep space of honoring and listening.
Right.
So point four. So number one, decide what to offer. Number two, know in your bones of value. Number three, ask questions and listen with all,
mm-hmm.
of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, what you're listening to. One of the big things you're listening to is for pain.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the pain that they have in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Actually listening. Can I actually help this person?
Right.
Maybe they've got a deep pain because they don't know how to play the piano.
Yeah.
And that may not be your area of expertise.
No,
right?
I would need to refer them.
Exactly. So you're really, truly doing your best to serve that person. And this, you know, what I learned from my teacher, too, you know, is there fit between what you're looking for and what I do, mm-hmm. and what's your best mm-hmm. next step? I really, really honor that. Again, that's a piece
yes.
I learned from my teacher. I was doing it before I learned it from her, but I learned it so sharply. Bless you, Lisa Sasevich. She helped me so much in that area, right? But you're truly, deeply listening and trying to and working your doing your best. Not trying. You are serving.
Uh-huh.
Comes from a place of deep service, and you're listening for what's their pain and is it in my area? Is it something that I help?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you need to know where you your best I guess at where you help.
Right.
Sometimes you might not even have to know. The high ticket virtual retreat will say that you don't even have to know exactly.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
think you have to have all this stuff, and you just go in there and serve.
Right.
Right. And so you're listening for pain in your area. And at one of my teacher's events, she had a couple of us. I was so honored to have this privilege. There's an audience of 400 or 500 people, and you know, a handful of us. There were, I don't know, maybe 5 of us or something. She wanted us to give one teaching point around some subject area that she teaches. And for me, she chose me to teach people around strategy sessions. I'm really good at it, right? I had 1 minute. And I touched this at Story Freedom, but you'll hear it differently now. I had 1 minute to teach people the best that I had to teach them about strategy sessions.
Wow.
I could teach all year long.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one point? And I also wanted to link it with something that she goes into that's her area to honor my teacher, right? No matter who is doing the teaching, though, this would be a point that would come up in any kind of sales conversation, mm-hmm. but not mm-hmm. it won't come up in this way necessarily. So this is for one thing, I chose one point so that people could hear it. That's from Story Freedom. And the point that I chose that was the most important thing among the hundreds of things that I could have chosen around strategy sessions was about the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And just as I taught at Story Freedom, and if you're listening to this later, it's because we just came out of Story Freedom. That's why I'm referencing it so much, right? And Bonnie, I know you'll be able to hear it then.
Yes.
So, but if you haven't been to Story Freedom yet, don't worry. Everything you need is on this call right here, okay?
Right.
You don't have to have been to Story Freedom to hear it, but Bonnie, you'll hear all the resonance of it, okay?
Right.
That we did a segment on the pain, and just as we do personally, we want to skip over the pain, and there are lots of evidence of that in Story Freedom and how much it matters to go to it. So one example from that, without mentioning any names, but one person, it's like, wanting to say, you know, hey, I really am a leader in a kind of cheery way, and then, oh, my God, what if I can't be a leader?
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the moment of the pain that everyone wanted to follow that person, and there was
right.
a realness to it. There was and in the escaping of the pain, nobody wants to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And in the actually stating the opposite of, hey, I don't think I could be a leader, and then everybody wants to follow, and that person becomes a leader.
Yes.
So it happens at all different levels. I'm referencing it for those who weren't at Story Freedom and for you, Bonnie. We always want to skip around the pain, but we're not. This is the point that I made at Lisa's event. We were all only supposed to have a minute, but I knew how to land that point, and then she kept me there for another 5-6 minutes. Everybody else has a minute, and I've got like all this time because she's asking more questions and people are asking questions because
mm-hmm.
I let that one point land.
Right.
As I'm wanting it to land here.
Mm-hmm.
People want to skip around in all kinds of ways, but just as I said to that audience, I'll say here,
mm-hmm.
We're heart-centered beings, and we don't want to cause people pain. We're trying to help. So it's almost like we don't want to go there to that pain because we're worried that we're going to cause them pain.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting,
I want to say one more thing, and then that pain is already there in that person, but it's being covered over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And is that true of that moment when you said, maybe later, and maybe it's not my time, and I said, I'm not so sure.
Mm-hmm.
Was there pain there that I was allowing to just sit there, and
yes.
you let you be in, so that you could come to your resolution of it?
Yes.
Yeah. So you can mm-hmm. feel in your bones
mm-hmm.
how important that I stood there with you.
Yes.
Right? In that moment of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And possibility.
Right.
So from moving from the pain to the possibility. My teacher teaches
mm-hmm.
deeply on that. It's beautiful. But
mm-hmm.
I can reference it here quickly. Like, of course, the piece I want to get to is that part about the pain. And we're not causing pain. We're just allowing it to surface so that it can be healed. So I'm doing that inner work, helping you do that inner work so that you won't be afraid to sit there with them in it. Because the pain is what will allow us to find the resources, to find the money, to find the time, to whatever, all those other things I don't listen to.
Mm-hmm.
If there's pain in my area and you will step into the possibility with let me hold your hand, right? I'll go to the wall with you.
Yeah.
But first I need to know what that pain is. So number one, decide your offer. Number two, know your value. Number three, you know, listen, ask questions and listen. Number four, what you're listening for, do they have pain in your area or some other area? And then help them, right? That'll really, really listen. And then you're going to say something. What was it?
No, exactly that whole pain piece that when you talked about the pain, and for me it was that's what I'm really good at, is holding the space for people to sit in the pain, because I know on the other side of that pain are gifts. And so that piece in the teaching that you did was the piece that woke me up at 4:10 in the morning, the next morning.
Right.
That had me realizing that the no that I thought wasn't really a no in my body.
Right. And that we need to be able to touch the pain in ourselves, and I know you deeply have that capacity, right?
Yes.
In order to hold the space for another, for another to be in that pain. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Could do another whole week's teaching on that, but you heard.
Yes.
You heard the essence of it. That's all we need for today. Yes. Number five is let them step in or not. When I said to you, and the way that I remember it is something like this, I know this work is for me. You said something like, but this is not my time.
Yes.
And I looked in your eyes because I was there with all of me there, and I just said, I'm not so sure. I didn't tell you, yes, it is, Bonnie. Let me argue for, even though I felt it in every cell of my being, but it's not so unless it's there in you.
Right.
So it was something very gentle but very clear and unequivocal, right? And yet I let you step in, right? I'm not so sure. Then you can decide to step in or not. I'm letting you step in, even with the certainty of my knowing. I let you step in or not, right? Number six is we already covered this. You don't handle objections. You need to know the big why for your work. We talked about this at Story Freedom, the big why piece. So everything we do in every aspect of this community will help you in that strategy session. Not one piece is left out. I'm not kidding.
Right.
So if you want to know more about strategy sessions, listen to all our calls, everything we do all year long, and each piece will give you one more piece for that strategy session. So I'll just pull out one piece, that big why. When you really know, like the example that you gave me, a woman is alive and thriving many years later because you said, instead of I want to eke out 2 years, how about 20 beautiful years, and 8 years later she's thriving. That is one hell of a big why for your work.
Yes.
And can you know it in general, and can you know it because you're listening specifically for that person?
Yes.
Could you get that even when I said something, or whether I said something or not, that I understood why for you, Bonnie, it might be the time for you, even if I didn't underline it, I didn't tell you that. What was one of the big whys for you right here, right now, for this work? Can you tell me now?
Yes, it's because I know that lives change.
Lives change, and so what else?
Yeah. Relationships change.
You want to deepen that. You want that to be so deep in your bones.
Okay.
Can I give you a big why that is, I didn't have to tell you. It was just sitting there, and I knew it in my bones. I didn't have to say anything. I mean, maybe I did, but it was an offhand comment. It was not a sales point, right?
Right.
You know, you have two close friends,
Yes.
You have two close friends in this community. This is a big why for doing this now, right?
Yes.
It's not the biggest why, but it's one more. And I didn't have to say that. I know it in my bones.
Yes.
Right? And it's not the biggest why. It's just one component of that why. There's like huge, huge other facets of it.
Right. And I mentioned to you my granddaughter. I have a beautiful granddaughter, and it's wanting her life to be different, and that she knows who she is.
Yeah.
To the point that she's not going to be swayed. It's like what your daughter, how you describe your daughter, that she knows who she is and she speaks the truth.
Yeah.
And I want that for my granddaughter.
Right. So I don't need to say anything. When it's in me, there's a lot of energetics that happen here, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's in me and you're talking about your daughter and I'm holding the space for, okay, so let's say it's for later. You're going to wait 6 months and let your granddaughter start learning this in her bones 6 months down the road. I don't need to say that. I don't know it like an in-your-face kind of knowing. I'm holding the space
mm-hmm.
for you to know that yourself. Because
mm-hmm.
I know it. And whether you decide to know it or not, which you so deeply did, I mean, you had that big why in you.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of let it, reflected it back to you. So the big why for your work and for that person, can you know it? And how will you know? Because you've listened.
Yeah.
Right? And number seven, probably the most important point, and you know, my teacher teaches it, and she got it from elsewhere. That I think it was from her landmark education, and they got it from the places like the Bhagavad Gita, ancient years of teaching, right? Do your duty, be unattached to the outcome. I mentioned it before, but that's point
mm-hmm.
seven.
Yeah.
I have no attachment to whether this. Could you see that, for instance, with the person at Story Freedom who said, who's been there once and now they're twice, and it's. She feels like she's closer but not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell that I'm not? I am fiercely behind her. And I am so unattached to, I'm not trying to push anybody into anything.
Right.
Could you feel my unattachedness around that?
Yes.
Instance?
Yes, absolutely.
And the very same when I said to you,
yes.
I'm not so sure about whether it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Did
mm-hmm.
I care whether or not you saw that or not? I cared like I care.
Yes.
But I didn't care. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And is that true?
Yes, yes. That I understood. I got that you cared, and I also got that you were unattached to what happened next.
Exactly. So that is the space that you hold. One, you decide what you're going to offer. Two, in the bones, your bones, the value of it. Number three, you listen deeply. You ask questions. It's more about the listening. Number four, what you're listening for is pain in your area. And then, number five, let them step in. How can you start? Just be real,
mm-hmm.
right? Number six, again, there's all kinds of techniques about how you
mm-hmm.
do that, but
mm-hmm.
I'm actually less interested in techniques than just being real, right?
Yes.
Be really, really real. With everything you're going to learn in this community, every piece will apply to this. Number six, mm-hmm. what's the big why for your work? Number seven, be unattached to what happens and just be unattached, and I could add to that unattached, serve.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
In that, it's a very real conversation. As I say, when we had our follow-up strategy session, I didn't use any format whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I just was listening inside. There's a listening inside myself, and there's listening to you,
mm-hmm.
and then I can just hold space, and
mm-hmm.
then it happens in very, very real ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any questions at this point?
No.
Are you feeling pretty equipped to have this conversation?
I'm feeling 100% equipped.
Isn't that super cool? I didn't tell you what to say. I didn't tell you how to handle objections. I didn't tell you what to do about if they feel they don't have money. I didn't tell you, how to structure the conversation, really. I didn't tell you any of that.
Uh-huh.
And so what I want you to notice is it's already inside you. And it's in everything we do in this community.
Yes.
And it's in if you look at the interaction of how you, and this is for every person listening to my voice right now, how you entered into this work that is allowing you to listen to this call right now,
mm-hmm.
go back and journal about how you felt at every piece of it and what was happening. All those traditional sales things will fall away. It's so
right.
not about that.
Right.
Good?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. This is fantastic.
Isn't that fun?
It is so fun, and it's so liberating. I mean,
yeah.
I think for me, it's what I'm experiencing is some unlearning. It's that,
exactly.
Yeah, and knowing that it's already inside. And
mm-hmm.
it isn't having to follow a prescribed script or whatever. It's all there. It's me trusting me in the moment.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. Yes. All those people looking for those prescribed, you know, step-by-step instructions and checking off the list, and did they say that objection? They end up sounding like I had one of those calls just earlier today. They were trying to sell me some, you know, real estate something. I rarely pick up my home phone, but for some strange reason I picked up, and I'm really glad. Maybe it was for the purpose of today's call, because you could tell she was reading from a script.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, oh, could you please? The very first thing I said, because I just wasn't interested in real estate, and I didn't, you know, I didn't want that call, right? And it wasn't invited. I hadn't invited them in, you know. So I was just like, oh, could you please take me off your list? Oh, you know, is this a sales call? You know, could you please take me off your list? Oh, no, this is not a sales call. We just wanted to follow up on, and you can tell she's reading.
Right.
And it has no effect whatsoever on me. Maybe it works sometimes, some of the way, I guess, I get it in quantity, or I don't know what. But it's so not about that. All those scripts and stuff, you end up being that, and nobody wants that. That's why nobody wants to sell who's really heart-centered. It doesn't come from any of that. And you can let it all go. Know it's inside you. And I I'm not attached, the same unattachment you'll hear in this comment. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard it, if you've let it land in your bones that deeply, but I can feel how you've let this land in your bones very deeply. Do you know that for the investment in this year-long journey, that in this call, you just received your year's investment in this call, if you've got ears to hear?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
That freaking cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, I totally get that. Yeah, and I mean, our strategy, our first session, you know, having the aha around, you know, the confidence and competence, and so this is another layer of that coming into alignment.
And absolutely.
And in my mind, I had it that I didn't know how to do this because I've been told that there's a certain way of doing it, and that's a growing edge for me. I want to do it the right way.
Right, exactly.
And so it's realizing that the right way for me is listening to myself and listening deeply, and asking questions deeply, and that's how you do sales conversations.
Exactly. And I was doing all those things before I met my teacher. I did, like I say, my first couple of strategy sessions with Marie, the first one with Teresa, I hadn't even met Lisa Sasevich yet. And again, she's brilliant in more technique about how it works. Like, reference her work for more detail around the structure of that conversation. So she's really, truly brilliant. And my friend Jennifer Deepstraten, they specialize in that, so that's why I don't bother. I know you can get that out there in the world. And you have everything you need with what we just said. Mm-hmm. Now it's not a technique, it's not structure, it's not script. It comes deeply from the inside. The one piece that I will say that I learned deeply from Lisa, and with thanks to her, is don't try to fix anything in that, because we're such fixers, right? We want to heal it right away,
right?
But you could coach them and try to heal them with what you've got in the 2 minutes you have with them, or the 1 hour or the 2 hours or whatever it is that you have for that conversation. And how much can you do with them? Or you could give them what that woman got who's still alive right now.
Yes.
If you try to do a kind of Band-Aid fix in that moment, they might not. There might be what's called false closure. They might not know how much more is available to them, right?
Right, right.
So don't try to fix anything there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Let them be in it. Give them a possibility to step into something larger and really be there to serve with whatever is their best next step. And it can be your work, it can be somebody else's, it can be, when you deeply know the value of your work, you'll know when it's your work.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know when it's somebody else's. Don't settle. If it's the wrong person, don't settle. Send them away. And then they will be sending you clients, which happens to me all the time.
Right.
Because I mean, integrity, it's kind of like Mountain Equipment Co-op. If you know that, it's a local company. If you're from the States, you might not know it. But Mountain Equipment Co-op is always like that. It's like sometimes I've almost been on the verge of buying something from them, and the salesperson will go, actually, I don't think that quite suits you. I would go across the street. It's happened the last time I was at Mountain Equipment Co-op. Post Mountain Sports, I think they've got something better for you there.
Oh, awesome.
Well, you know, for that purchase, I went over to Coast Mountain Sports, and guess where I returned to over and over and over and over and over again?
Yes.
Mountain Equipment Co-op, because I trust those people, because they tell me the truth, because they'll tell me what's really, really right and real for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if that didn't come in with knowing your own value, we would end up sending people elsewhere all the time.
Right. Yes.
But we won't when we're in that big self. And again, quantum leaps will give us a huge, deep, cellular deep dive into that big self and into being bigger than any obstacle. And then when we're bigger than any obstacle, we can help people hold the space for being bigger than any obstacle, so much so that I didn't even know that you had those objections. It didn't even really recognize it. I didn't even really notice. And I'm telling you that so that you hold that energy as
yes.
well.
Okay.
Helpful?
Yeah. Oh, extremely helpful. Yes,
good.
And
have fun with it.
Yes, and I'm also glad that that you thought to do the recording so that this can be in service to other people as well. So
yes, it will be a huge
great.
Service to others. So thank you for that. What I'd like to do so that, and if you're listening to this recording, do this as well. So Bonnie's going to do it right here, and then I'm encouraging you to do this because then it's what allows you to get it in your bones. So it allows you to take it home, make it real, and go act on it, find that inspired action. So Bonnie, here's what of course you can. We could spend a day on the ahas from this call if we were in the same place remotely, and I know that we were. Mm-hmm. So what I'd like you to do is find, it doesn't have to be the biggest, the best, the shiniest, just whatever comes to mind, 3 ahas and then an inspired action. The ahas, so we consolidate something from this. Mm-hmm. And again, every person listening, press pause here, and before Bonnie says hers, what are your ahas from this call? And then your inspired action, and then listen to Bonnie's, okay? So 3 ahas, we consolidate and inspired action to take it out into the world. Something simple, check-offable, so that it's really, really real. So your ahas, don't think. Whatever comes up will be right.
So the first one is to have a pure consciousness that the people that are coming because I'm the right person. So it's just having that, holding that space that I've attracted these people.
Absolutely. And they will be or they won't be. If they're not, you will send them away, and that's perfectly fine too. But yes, to know that they're coming to talk to you. They're asking for this opportunity, and it is a beautiful, beautiful opportunity that you've given them. Hear you exactly, beautifully. The purity of that consciousness of the holding the space for them, the listening, and then knowing that they there's a reason that they've asked you. There's a reason that they're coming to you to trust that in the universe. Yes, good.
Yeah.
Number one.
Second aha is that it's about being in service. I really love that. It's about serve. So, here I am. And,
yes, it's beautiful. Thank you. And it's the first thing you'll hear at every single live event that I teach. Like, what's the first thing that will give you the biggest experience here, that will give you the biggest leap? Is to be in service at that event, and it's the very same energy over here in the strategy session, not serving from the cup so that we're, drain our own energy, serving like if we pour the cup and then we're overflowing and then it's flowing over into the saucer and we serve from the saucer, so we have lots to regenerate our own energy. There's going to be things in the Letting Go series that will help you to do that. So again, I'm giving you what you need for Thursday, and also know that you'll know more and more and more about strategy sessions through every piece we learn all year long, whether I'm explicitly making that connection or not. So the third call in the Letting Go series will help you even further with that.
Right.
And for someone, if you're not coming up to the Letting Go series, don't worry about it. You have everything you need. It's like Bonnie won't have that before she goes into this. You will have it. So number one, that pure consciousness, that knowing that they're coming to you for a reason. Number two, being in service. Great. What's your third aha?
And the third one is that it's about being. I just show up as I am, be my authentic self, and that's more than enough.
Yes, that enoughness, that big self, that showing up, is why most people don't close sales, because they're so busy with the techniques that they're not anywhere there, and the other person isn't there either. And you remember that moment, and it's so poignant between us, and other people can catch the energy of it from listening to this call. You simply say, yes, this work is for me, but it's not my time. And I said, not because it's some technique, but because that's what I'm feeling really, truly in the moment. All of my cells are aligned with it, or I wouldn't say it.
Right.
I'm not so sure.
Right.
Is that or a couple of words? That beingness holds the space. Showing up, so I'm not figuring out what to say beforehand. I don't have some script. I'm not trying to, follow some technique. There are things that can be helpful, and there are some things that can be detracting. There's a lot of unlearning around what actually makes a sale happen. Mm-hmm. Mostly what I did at university was helping people unlearn, and mostly a lot of what I'm doing here too is unlearning, getting back to that childlike nature that is already in us, that is our birthright until somehow we forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like a kid saying, hey, do you want to play hopscotch with me? They're not trying to sell that other kid on it.
Exactly.
The energy that they have is contagious. And then the other child leaps in with hopscotch or baseball or whatever it is, and you're past you, Bonnie, and the person listening here. So that beingness that's showing up, exactly. You know that you've got this.
Yeah.
And then your inspired action, and there'll be many, but to take an inspired action so we really bring it out into the world, one single check-offable action?
Journaling. Journaling around the know it in my bones.
Yeah.
I've had some incredible experiences, and so some journaling around that, which relate to my why.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've got that, and then you've got some way, like I said in number one, we only just touched on that, but you have to have some things in your pocket that you know that these are the potential things that you could offer.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know what that is. It's like, know what that is, what the possibilities are. And then, so that's how you're kind of you've packaged it.
Mm-hmm.
But then that deep, deep, deep knowing. And journaling is a fabulous place to do that. That's why the writing piece of what we do is so very important.
Right.
Journal around it. It's one way to do it. Or you could record it for people who don't like to write, record it on your phone. Talk to Viola about that, I'm going to say, right? When you know that, you're not going to feel uncomfortable that you don't have some script. You're going to feel freed.
Yes.
You're actually going to be listening to that human being, and you will be working together with them to really truly find their best next step. And that's palpable. It's something that can't be faked. It's just so very real,
mm-hmm.
and it is so very uncommon in this world where everybody's trying to follow some kind of script because they think that they don't know because they're coming from their small self. That you will stand out hugely without having any kind of script for your sales conversation other than the few things that I've, suggested here. Have something to offer. Listen to what their pain is and try to help them.
Yes, yes. I mean, and all of this is so incredibly liberating. And that was the experience that I had last week as I facilitated that small group. It was that same kind of liberation that I have been in this group for 9 days. And in those 9 days, I've had an opportunity to facilitate a group, and as I said on the forum, it was my best one in that I was
best one in 10 years of teaching this, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly, and there was such liberation, and that's what I'm feeling after this conversation as well, is that it is total liberation.
It's the same thing over here, exactly.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome. Bonnie, and anything else?
No, except huge, 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 except, and huge, huge, huge gratitude to you for taking the time to do this afternoon. I really, really appreciate it.
You're so very welcome, and thank you, Bonnie, for allowing others in this community to have access to this. This is going to help lift our whole community in huge ways, because I've not done this training in any other place before, not like this. So this is going to be posted in the forum, and you will have helped everyone in this community be uplifted, and that just makes my heart sing. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Have fun. Have a blast. Will you post and be unattached? Will you post what happens
in
our Facebook forum?
And
it can be celebrate the win, and know that it doesn't matter whether nobody says yes or everybody says yes or something else happens that you didn't even anticipate. That is the truly being unattached. It could be that they stormed out and think you're the Antichrist, or they want to leap in with you and something you didn't even offer beyond. I'm trying to think. and the win doesn't come from that.
Right.
It comes from the holding the space. It comes from enacting this. And then it doesn't matter. It's that person or the next person or the next person after that.
Right.
This just simply happens then. That right person will come along. They're in that, batch of these three people that you're talking to or not, and it so doesn't matter, because then you know how to do this, and this is repeatable, and you're just really, really, truly serving. And so will you share that win, whatever it may be?
I will.
Thank you so very much. Thanks, yeah. Bonnie. You have a fantastic day. Have fun with it.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.